USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a roller coaster ride on Wall Street as the Dow at points of the day on Friday has been down over 500 points during trading. The drop came after the Fed Reserve pushed up its schedule for interest rate hikes. Former Vice President Mike Pence is headlining the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Orlando, Florida. The conference this year lays the groundwork for the conservative policy ahead of the 2022 elections.
I can tell you the sweetest words we ever heard over the last 4 years when people would stop and say, I'm praying for you. And we heard it all the time. There never was a day that Karen and I didn't feel the prayers of faithful Americans. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the privilege of serving as your vice president with President Donald Trump. It was the greatest honor of my life.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A former White House physician is raising concern regarding President Biden's cognitive state.
Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The American Red Cross is partnering with Amazon to give folks an incentive to donate blood that's desperately needed. Anybody who donates blood through June 30th will get a $5 Amazon gift card. It doesn't matter what the person's blood type is, as the Red Cross is looking for all blood types. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new Google store has opened in New York City.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Round two of golf's U.S. Open is underway in La Jolla, California. The tournament is the third of golf's four majors in 2021. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.